Welcome to Champagne Sunday. I'm Lauren.
Hey, I'm Bonnie.
I'm Beth.
And we're going to talk about life
after divorce.
And living
the best life.
Best life and the life you love.
Yes, living the life you love on that other side.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Welcome. Okay, ladies, tonight, let's talk about what it means to live your life to the fullest. Like, what does that mean to you? And are you doing it currently? And go. And go.
I think for me, that means like making sure that it's not, because to me, work is something that we have to do to survive. Now, I happen to do my art as my work, and so I enjoy it immensely. But work is not like, even though it's the thing we do on the daily, it's not like obviously necessarily why we're here. So I just try to do something that I really enjoy every day, or I make sure that I'm paying enough attention to my friends and my loved ones. Like that to me is the most important thing. And I like to go places. I'm kind of on a travel stop for a second, but like just to try to live as I am a life liver. I like going, so I try to do as much of that kind of thing as I can.
Well, on what you said, I went to a therapist. One of the many therapists that we went to had us pause and think and said, "Your work is what you do to earn a living,
mm-hmm.
but when you walk in the door, that's when you create your life."
Right.
So when you walk in your door to your home. So I've always liked having a cozy house and been, you know, very happy for years being Martha Stewart at my house in Bobvila and doing things at my house. And I think, you know, when you...
I can see the Bobvila. Turn your head slightly to the left.
It's in the profile. No, but I think if you can make your house your little nest and like your cozy spot... And sort of your jumping off point where you can go to travel, but when you come back home, you're completely relaxed and it's a reflection of you and you're surrounded by the things that make you happy or that feed you in a certain way. When I think of living my life, you know, making my life complete and more to my taste, you know, I feel like I have to feed myself spiritually. I'm a visual person. I have to have beautiful things to look at. I picked up my house because it has a lot of light and space.
Mine too.
Mine's very
small. I have high ceilings, so the light comes in and it's beautiful in every room. I have to be kind of surrounded by that. I like to have music. I like to have books. I have fresh flowers in my house. I like to have those things that make me feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did the Back to Beth Burns thing in 2019, and really I had forgotten, because you get busy making a living, you forget, oh, I do like fresh flowers.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't pick them up, but you know, I also would rather have flowers than run by Starbucks. And so that's my trade-off. I mean, it's all what you're willing to trade off to make your house and your life livable.
But what you just said, like something as simple, living life to the fullest doesn't have to be extravagant.
No.
It could be something as simple as enjoying a walk in the park, if that's, you know, what you, or buying yourself flowers, or I mean, like I think any kind of like, is stagnation, is that a word? Or
yes.
Stagnant?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what scares me the most. And that's when I feel like I'm not doing a good job of carpe diem, you know what I mean? But it's the little different things I choose that make me happy than getting out of my like daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up, I guess, the daily routine.
I like to have my little twinkle lights in my backyard.
Yeah. Just the
when
little
it's nice.
The happies. The little happies.
Sitting in my swing, spending time in my swing, having coffee. Those little things that you are kind of like add in.
Yeah.
But they are part of your life and kind of make you who you are and make you feel at home in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I like to, you know, and I didn't do that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I was so busy trying to please my husband and being a good wife and taking care of little children. And, you know, I sat with my children in my swing and swung them, and we did naps out there sometimes. But, you know, it wasn't in my forethought as much as it is now. Like, how do I spend my day?
Right.
Is a big, big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think for me, I'm in a place kind of stagnation a little bit. It's, you know, change brings that on. So being the, I don't know, divorced person who also feels a bit like a widow and the relationship that I wanted that did not work out, having to mourn that also, it's just kind of left me in sort of a strange little place where things are just, they're just changing. But with my work, my work being in education, helping people feeds me. So the days I'm able to truly be on and be helpful and really get into my job and do parts of my, you know, parts of the back ends of my job, even if it's working with making sure programs are working correctly or whatever it is I'm doing, those kinds of things feed me. But I have found, you know, it's, I've been at a place where I've just spent a whole week at home and I had a really difficult time even being creative. And because I realize I'm in that place, but I'm having to push out. Like Beth and I went out Saturday and spent the day over in the town next to us, just trying to explore the town a little bit. That's kind of helping me move out because I can see I've kind of just sort of sheltered myself in my home because I love my house, but I'm not, but I'm finding that I'm in that place where I'm not living my life to the fullest. So I feel like once again, I need to make a list of those things that would help me feel like I was, and whether I feel like it or not, start checking those things off my list.
So kind of what part of the reason I thought of this topic today is that I watched this episode of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which if you need to get inspired to do anything, watch Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. But they had this guy on there who had spent 40, his brother had had a terrible car accident and he was paralyzed, like half of his body was paralyzed. And he had spent 40 years of his life caring for his brother. And it had pretty much taken up his whole life. And he had essentially just stopped doing anything for himself. And they took him on this boat ride in this swamp because he's a reptile guy just to see an alligator. And he like cried about it because he was like, I love this. I haven't done this in so long. Like, this is me. Like, so you just in the midst of any, especially in the midst of chaos or heartbreak or mourning, which all of us have experienced all of that in the last few years, you got to remember to do those things that make you you, uniquely you. And then I would say the other thing is, I say yes if it sounds like something I'm going to want to do. Like, I very rarely say no to things if somebody asks me to do it. Now, not if it's work. If it's work, extra work beyond what my job's asking me. I have started saying no a lot more, and it makes me very happy. But, like, if my friend called me and had extra concert tickets a couple weeks ago, and he was like, do you want to go? And I was like, I don't know this band, but yes. Like, just say yes to that thing, that fun thing, you know?
I had a friend that after she went through something, and she had worked through it. She did what she called the year of yes. And she tried all kinds of things. Nothing crazy. She didn't jump out of an airplane. But, you know, she did all kinds of things. And she would go with friends when they would call and ask her to. She always said yes. And she said she grew a lot that year and was just exposed to other things that maybe were a little bit out of her comfort zone that she would not have planned herself, but because somebody invited her, she went. So I think that's important to be open to other possibilities, other than what you think you're good at.
So I did go to Italy last summer. So it's not like I've been just sitting around not doing anything.
Right.
But to find ways to bring, you know, Italy brought me so much fabulous joy. And I can't go to Italy every week. That's just not practical. Or no, don't have the money for that. How do I bring
you need an Italian boyfriend?
Disney World. How do I bring little pieces of like that joy I felt? Like, what is my word for this year is explore. So like, what are some little things that I can do to get out? Like, things have just changed so much. So before COVID, there was just a much different life. I had still had kids in high school, so I was seeing different people. We would go out to dinner or meet out around here, but that's not happening anymore. You know what I mean? It's just different.
I socialize at my house far more than I socialize out anymore.
But it's just a matter of finding. I just need to Like I just exploring, like I went to the pottery class. That was a lot of fun. Even though I've decided I know that I'm not great at pottery, but you know, little things, but there's some other things. There's so much more I need to look at. A friend of mine, there's an Edgar Allan Poe speakeasy in Birmingham. And she's like, do you want to come Thursday night? And I'm like, yes, but Thursday night at 8 o'clock and then driving back from Birmingham. But yes, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, but these are things I need to, anyway. So I am not living my life to the fullest to answer that question. But I do know that I need to, whether I want to or not, it's like I need to make this to-do list. And whether I want to do it or not, whether it feels like a chore or not, I just need to check it off and do it. Because I'll feel better afterwards. Because if I just wait till I feel like doing something, it's not always going to happen.
My therapist would say that's called fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I need to fake it. Not all the time, but some days.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
And I would say just like, you know, a lot of living life to the fullest for me too is just being in the moment.
Yeah.
Like I love it when I don't know where my phone is. Like this afternoon, I didn't know where my phone was for like 3 hours.
Well, and I think and something else I've had to really, really sort of rein back is the way I got through a lot of the divorce stuff and even the relationship that did not work out is futurizing, planning that future.
Oh, yeah.
Imagining what that future is going to be like, putting myself in that future place. Well, I don't know that my future looks a whole lot different than it does right now. So
it's not to be depressing, but we could all die tomorrow.
Right. So I've got to find ways to be more in the moment because future, I have nothing to escape anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My life is so good now. So not have something to escape is weird.
Sometimes being happy is scary.
Yes.
And I had this in this last week. I got heightened anxiety over the week where my imagination ran wild with things that had nothing to do with my current, like anything or anybody. Like it just, I like imagined that these things were happening without my knowledge. And like, and it's not, that's not true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's funny how when you're used to trauma or being anxiety ridden, that when things are going well, it's hard to trust it. It's really hard to trust it. We've talked about that before, but it's, you just gotta, I'm getting so much better at sitting in it and just like accepting the fact that my life is really good. My life is really happy. And then making the most out of every day. Like,
what's the best day I can have?
Yeah.
When I travel, the days that I travel, I think I've talked about this. I kind of look up where I'm going. If there's something odd or a cool place or a good eatery or something, I will make sure that I do a little side trip because, I mean, if you just do work all the time, and I could travel from point A to point B, write my report and be done with it, but it brings me joy to do a little exploration and, you know, sometimes I take a back road because, I mean, who wants to be on the interstate all
right?
And just to see another little town or another little piece of Alabama or Mississippi or Tennessee or whatever. And, you know, it's not anything but like 15, 20 minutes, hour of my time. It's not anything big, but I always learn my way around and eat some really good stuff. Mm-hmm. But I try to make a day trip out of it, like a game out of it, instead of, oh, it's work and it's drudgery or whatever. And I like what I do, but, you know, that third or fourth day of travel, I'm like, ooh, we got to find something fun on the way there or on the way back. So. Yeah, I think it's also just sort of tweaking your attitude about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to laugh because Martha Stewart used to put, today I get to clean my house. I'm like, oh, lady. Okay. But it is. It's how you think about it. If you think, I am so happy that I have my house and my porch and it's a peaceful house, then yes. I should be saying every day, today, I get to do this, and I get to do that, and I get to decide what we're having for dinner, you know, or where I'm going, or if I'm going for St. Patrick's Day, or if I'm, you know, what I'm cooking.
Well, I think, too, and I think we talked a little bit about this, but just, you can have goals, but the less expectation you have, like, I am so happy when I just walk into a random thing that happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, like yesterday we were like, oh, St. Patty's is tomorrow. There's a pub crawl downtown. Let's go grab a drink. And then it's, oh, our friend is right there. We rolled down the window. We're like, get in the car. And she did. And so we just like went, like, I love just.
I like going with just like
going with the flow. Makes me so happy. Yeah. That sort of, I don't like planning. I'm not. So the less expectation I put on, like, this is what we have to do. I mean, I do plan dinner because I do have a child and he has to eat. And he does have things to go to. But beyond that, I try not to overschedule my free time so that it opens itself up to something interesting.
Yeah. So basically not futurizing, going with the flow and finding a way to be in the moment is a way to live your life to the fullest.
Yeah, and not futurizing is huge.
Yeah,
like, the less you do that, especially in relationships or romantic relationships, it's so much healthier if you just go, today is a good day, you know? Everything is good today. It's a lot, it's freeing, I guess, if makes sense.
Okay, ladies, what are y'all going to do this week to live the life that you love?
I am having my staycation. So if you listen to our top 10 list, I will be doing a lot of those. So I'm still in my like purge everything. I don't want to own things mode because I learned about myself that things make me unhappy. I don't like them. I don't like stuff.
Yeah.
I've just tried to continue to get rid of stuff. I just like making my spaces exactly what I want them to be at work and at home. Again, getting ahead of myself. I said this in the top 10 episode, if you listened. Mm-hmm. But that's what I just need to kind of like get solid. And, you know, I'm going to take myself to lunch and walk around and that's do all that kind of still stuff. I need to be a little bit still this week. And I'm very excited about that. So I'm going to let myself sleep as late as I want. All of those things make me happy. I'm about to have auditions for Sweeney Todd in like 3 weeks for our summer show. So I started listening, and Sweeney's my favorite musical. So I'm doing a bit more research than I typically would do before a show on this one. So I started listening to The String of Pearls, which is the story that it's based on. So I'm listening to that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's different. I usually listen to nonfiction when I listen to things, but anyway, changing it up.
Well, I have a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to float and not be an obstacle in my own way. I have a very busy week, and we have book club this week coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, the book club. I have not finished the book.
And I've got to finish the book, and I have 3 big travel days. And I think I'm doing a college tour on one of them.
Good.
With my daughter. So that'll be fun. And then the end of the week, we're fulfilling the birthday wish and we're going to see Hadestown. So I think it's going to be.
Oh, such a good show.
That's great.
So that'll be fun.
That will be fun for you. Well, good. All right. I'm excited about book club.
I do too.
And have a brunch on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And a date Friday night. So I guess all right. Well, good. Thank you, ladies.
Carpe diem.
Yes. Carpe diem. Let's have a great night. Live in the moment.
There you go.
Thank y'all for joining us for Champagne Sunday.
See you next week.
See you next week. Yeah, cheers.
Have a good week.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.